And that was just plants. There was also all the fauna of the new worlds. Kangaroos, kiwis, raccoons, bobcats, mosquitoes, and other curious forms beyond imagining. The volume of life on Earth was seemingly infinite, as Jonathan Swift noted in some famous lines, "So naturalists observe, a flea hath smaller fleas that on him prey, and these have smaller still to bite 'em, and so proceed ad infinitum." All this new information needed to be filed, ordered, and compared with what was known. The world was desperate for a workable system of classification. Fortunately, there was a man in Sweden who stood ready to provide it. His name was Carl Linné, later changed, with permission, to the more aristocratic von Linné, but he is remembered now by the Latinized form Carolus Linnaeus. He was born in 1707 in the village of Roschult in southern Sweden, the son of a poor but ambitious Lutheran curate, and was such a sluggish student that his exasperated father apprenticed him, or, by some accounts, nearly apprenticed him, to a cobbler. Appalled at the prospect of spending a lifetime banging tacks into leather, young Linné begged for another chance, which was granted, and he never thereafter wavered from academic distinction. He studied medicine in Sweden and Holland, though his passion became the natural world. In the early 1730s, still in his 20s, he began to produce catalogues of the world's plant and animal species, using a system of his own devising, and gradually his fame grew.